Welcome, everybody, to the Circle of Light, Creating Abundance and Prosperity Together call with Mel and Mike for the Karmic Board. This is going to be
the last one.
Pallas Athena. So let's bring in the energies of the temple. 000144000 Unified Whole Online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just feel yourself going up that ladder. Golden staircase, beam of light. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140. 141, 142, 143, 144. Take a deep breath as we access the energies of the Temple of Oneness. While we're here, in order to assist ourselves, we call upon the three M's to bring us the platinum net. Take a deep breath, and as we breathe in, they will spread that fine weave of platinum around us. And then as we breathe out, they'll take it away, stripping away any lower frequency energies that they can remove from our full body system, the mental, emotional, physical, and etheric. We then call upon the violet flame from Saint Germain, infused with the higher frequencies of the purple. Take a deep breath and breathe that in all the way from your soul star to your earth star. Let it swirl within you and around you. Picture yourself as a ball of violet purple going through all your systems and all your chakras. As you breathe out, let it fill up any areas you might have missed on the way in. And then we call upon the pink flame to do the same thing. From Paul the Venetian, creative active intelligence, to fill in any areas that have been removed and worked upon. And then connecting with Lord Buddha, the Christ consciousness, we ask for the golden flame. From the soul star to the earth star, from the earth star to the soul star, so the soul star and earth star are spinning simultaneously in a clockwise direction around us, within us, fully activating the Merkaba body of light. We call upon the spiritual hierarchy to place spiritual mirrors on the outside walls of the Merkaba, facing outward so that anything tries to enter is reflected back to Source. And then we call upon Archangel Michael to infuse the ring pass knot around the entire structure like a bubble. And we do all this for our individual Merkaba body as well as the group Merkaba. And that offers another layer of protection. So just take a deep breath, feel all those energies, as here is Miller Essie.
Thank you so much. Just walk straight ahead into the garden. Today the garden's going to reflect all the seven rays of God. Pallas Athena does not represent any one special ray, although she works with the essence of truth, and she works very closely with Master Hilarion, so the science of scientific knowledge be very predominant. But let's just do all the rays today, so we feel the essence of the golden yellow of love and wisdom in the flame, the blue of will and power, the deep pink, creative and active intelligence, the crystalline light for harmony and balance, the white, green, and gold for the scientific knowledge, which is our inner truth, the ruby, red, and gold for inner devotion, and the violet, purple flame for ceremonial magic. So feel all those rays as we walk into the garden. The altar to the left is a flame, but it's also a fountain. And just take your place within the garden. You can walk back a little bit. go back to where you feel most comfortable and find a place to sit and connect with these energies. So Pallas Athena is the goddess of truth. Just a quick little background. She was a high priestess in the Temple of Truth during Atlantis. This was a place where individuals came to find truth in any areas of service, education, science, etc., etc. I don't have the exact words in front of me. This is a statement that she made through someone else. The desire to know this truth is a prerequisite to progress in the ladder of spiritual development. So it helps to know what our inner truth is, which is representative of our higher energies, not the truth that we think in our physical body. So as we connect with Pallas Athena today, let's take a deep breath. Feeling your higher self, your I Am presence, any master guides. Allow the energies open up from your soul star. And allow those to come fully within you with all these flames of the blue, the golden yellow, the white, the pink, the ruby red, the violet and the purple, the white, green, and gold. Allow all those flames to fully be within you. And open up your heart center of your higher mind and your higher heart. Vodhe, in the spirit of creation, the light of the Christ dwells within me. The love of the Christ surrounds me. I'm a clear and perfect channel. Greetings. It is I, Pallas Athena, goddess of truth. I'm so happy to be with each of you today. It is my pleasure to be here as a member of the Karmic Board, but so much more. Let us just continue the breath and allow your purest essence to come within you. If you're having a hard time connecting with that, utilize the frequency to tap on your heart center so that your physical mind is out of the way, so that no thoughts are there. Allow the fluidness of these energies to fully come within, around you, and inside of you. All these beautiful colors, beautiful flowers within the garden. And this garden represents the new earth, so you can bring in elementals, angels, whatever form of spirituality that you like to connect with. I see hummingbirds today. And feel that joy and that love. We talk about what truth means. But if you don't allow yourself to fully feel the peace and that higher serenity to come within you, then your truth is just going to be confused. Because you are all learning to integrate your higher self, to have those energies fully as oneness within you. But the truth of the matter is that you cannot experience truth of your higher truth until you allow the other elements to come into place. So it's important. I want to call upon my colleagues of the Karmic Board to be with us today. The Goddess of Liberty, Lady Nada, Elohim Master Cyclopea, Lady Master Kuan Yin, the Great Divine Director, and Lady Portia. Because we are one unit together, but each of us brings a separate responsibility within the karmic board. My responsibility is as a soul for you to really understand what your truth will mean within the life that you choose. And yes, you do choose. You usually have a handful of lifetimes that you can choose to come into to be able to have the best experience for your growth and healing on a soul level. So I ask each of you today in this moment to breathe into that essence that you are, of that higher being, thinking of yourself as being in the heavens, traveling from place to place. So that you can fully feel the freedom of what it is in that level. But what that level doesn't bring to a soul's development as what you're experiencing on the earth plane is the ability to put all of that into practice on a much concrete way. So this is why you choose to come into physical body. Not only to assist the earth, but also to assist yourself first, and then you can assist deeply. So if we take a breath into your purest form of essence, you may see yourself as an angel, you may see yourself as a beautiful star, you may see yourself as a flowing energy without the physical form. Just feel that the purity of light. If you know what your rays are, call upon those colors to come within you. Or if any of the rays are a favorite one for you, bring in those essences now. Because they will help to mold this communal energy to come within your consciousness in this present form from the soul level that you're experiencing. And when you breathe into that heart center, I want you to just feel what is the most important essence that you need to have within your world, or you decided that this would be in your world. And that's your truth. Not anything else that I can share about education, about health, about physicality, about government, about leadership. That will come. Right now, what I want you to do is just center upon what is your inner truth of your soul's pathway to be here in this moment. Together. I'm going to ask Melarese for some help with this. The frequency of light that you are to fully come within you now, because this is your truth. This is your pathway, your joy. Everything else that you're experiencing are just variables that are assisting in that process. Allow the beautiful flames of light that are within this garden at this time to fully be embodied within you, to allow your being to see the mirrors that are in front of you. The power that you are, the love that you are, the greatness that you are, the beingness that you are, to bring all these essences. Each of you have a gift to give unto this earth, but first you must find how to receive that gift within yourself. That is your truth. And this is what assists you in allowing the abundant lifestyle to occur. Because until you fully allow the entirety of your soul's essence to come into your physical existence, abundance only comes in small particles. It does not flow. You see, when one is able to really be very abundant in their life, in all ways, in the way that they are with their family, the way that they are in creating funds for themselves, and the way that they flow with those funds with themselves, the whole activity of that, then they are fully actualizing their soul's purpose in this timeline, in this lifetime. Allow that to flow within you now, and some of you may not understand because you're coming from your lower mind. So this is why I ask you to flow within it. My colleagues of the Karmic Board have worked with each of you through this process. We've worked within you to allow yourself to have freedom, to have compassion and love for yourself, to understand the processes that you are undergoing, to bring forth that ability to flow and be all that you are. So as we stand here together as a united source of the Karmic Board, we bless you. We bless you deeply. I, as Pallas Athena, want you to see this truth. So I embody this within myself now and mirror it to each of you. See myself standing in front of you. As I hold my hands out unto you, we will walk together through the hallways of darkness to find the purity and light that you are. And that is part of your truth, because the depth of your experiences presently are allowing you to go deeper into your soul's essence. So the first thing we need to do is have gratitude that you are in this space, in this moment, to be able to accept your higher self, even if you may not feel her or him fully. But they are there, and you know that. They are overlighting your energy every day to help you find your inner truth. Feel it now. Feel the gifts that are yours, because they are just waiting for you to accept them. Allow it to flow within you. I, as Pallas Athena, call upon these words to assist you. I am a divine being of inner truth. As my pathway opens up with each step that I take, I see that the universe is providing me the energies necessary to continue. I allow the flow of all the flames of light, of the seven rays of God, to fully be within me. My will and power, my love and wisdom, my creative actualization, my harmony and balance, my inner devotion, the magic that I am of creating the life. This is my truth, as all these aspects are important in my world. I am a divine being of light, and I only allow the inner truth of Pallas Athena is mirroring unto me in this moment to be my guide. I let it run all the way through my entire structure, so I feel it in all parts of myself. I allow my physical to blend with all my other bodies of the emotional and mental, so that my higher mind and my higher heart are the deciding factor. I am the deciding truth from my soul's essence into my physical existence. They now blend within me as I feel the intertwining energies. Help me grow and be more than I have ever been. I call upon my timeline when I spoke to the karmic board as a soul before entryway into this life. They all stand with me now as I see my truth being revealed through what each of them have taught me. I call upon the energies of Goddess Liberty with Lady Nada, Elohim, Master Cyclopea, Lady Master Kuan Yin, Lady Portia, and the Great Divine Director, as Pallas Athena in this moment is the spokesbeing for all of these beautiful beings of the Karmic Board. They have assisted me to know and grow more than I am, so that I can be abundant. But I must remember all that they have taught me, all that they give to me in these moments of reflection. I am a divine being. I am abundant. I am love. I am compassionate. I am grateful. And it all falls into place. Now see yourself with your essence of truth. And embody that essence of truth of what you desire to create in these moments for your healing, for your growth, and for your availability to live life as you desire and deserve. See it in front of you as you embody it with these flames of light, as you are the inner truth, as you are the power. Feel it within you. And say these words. I am a divine being of light. I am abundant. I create prosperity as I know my truth guides me in every step of the way. And all that I do is manifested back to me tenfold because I am walking the pathway of my truth to create the desired outcome that I am. I am that I am that I am. Feel these essences now within you. You should start to feel a power, a love, a greatness to fully be embodied within you. As we all work together as one in the karmic board, as all of you are here as one, we are one together. It is my divine pleasure to be with you as Pallas Athena, Goddess of Truth. Okay, let's take a deep breath, embody all those energies as now we do the prayers. Think of what you are feeling with your truth and your desired manifestation as we say the prayers.
Do the invocation of the soul and monadic mantram followed by the affirmation of the disciple.
I am the soul and the monad.
I am the light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. I am a point of sacrificial fire, focused within the fiery will of God, and thus I stand. I am a way by which men may achieve. I am a source of strength, enabling them to stand. I am a beam of light shining upon their way, and thus I stand. And standing thus revolve, and tread this way the ways of men, and know the ways of God, and thus I stand. Next we do the Abundant Huna Prayer from Du Jour Cool. Do the first part three times, and just picture all these energies of Pallas Athena and the freedom. Beloved presence of God, We hereby ask and humbly pray, with all our hearts and souls and minds and might, for divine abundance may manifest through personal fortune and success. We are willing to move beyond fear in order to fulfill God's plan on earth and beyond. We personally pledge to open ourselves to financial wealth in order to fulfill our group and individual service commitments. In God's name, we accept our divine heritage right now and thank Thee for the time we answer to this prayer. God's will be done. Amen. Beloved presence of God, we hereby ask and humbly pray with all our hearts and souls and minds and might for divine abundance may manifest through personal fortune and success. We are willing to move beyond fear in order to fulfill God's plan on earth and beyond. We personally pledge to open ourselves to financial wealth in order to fulfill our group and individual service commitments. In God's name, we accept our divine heritage right now and thank Thee for the timely answer to this prayer. God's will be done. Amen. Beloved presence of God, we hereby ask and humbly pray with all our hearts and souls and minds and might, for divine abundance may manifest through personal fortune and success. We are willing to move beyond fear in order to fulfill God's plan on earth and beyond. We personally pledge to open ourselves to financial wealth in order to fulfill our group and individual service commitments. In God's name, we accept our divine heritage right now and thank Thee for the time we answer to this prayer. God's will be done. Amen. Our beloved subconscious minds, we hereby ask and lovingly command that you take this thought-form prayer to God, along with all the mana and vital force needed and necessary to manifest and demonstrate this prayer. Amen. Feel those prayers going up to the God force with your breath. And then returning it back to you.
Lord, allow the rain of blessings to fall.
I am that.
I am.
I am that.
I am.
I am that.
I am.
And we do the decree manifesting the threefold flame within the creation of abundance of life. I am will.
I am love.
I am power.
I am an expression of God.
Through the person that I am,
as Malarese, I now claim my right as a sovereign being of light. With my higher self and I am presence as my guide, I claim the following.
God is lavish with unfailing abundance. I am one with God.
I lift my mind and heart to be aware and understand that the divine presence I am is the source and substance of all my good.
I am conscious of the beauty of lavish thoughts and feelings, expressed as my divine abundance manifested.
My consciousness is filled with the light of truth, which only represents the one true being that I am.
All my timelines that have stopped me from this magnificent omnipresent essence is now fully removed from my subconscious mind.
Through my consciousness of my Christ itself being fully activated with the conscious and subconscious, I draw into my mind and feeling nature the very substance of all that I am.
I understand that what is supplied to me comes from the source of the One.
Divine Mother and Father God wrap their arms around me as the one truth of the One is fully embellished within my four-body system.
I now have all my needs fulfilled with these, all of these truths and only these truths of light.
I embrace the nature of true abundance with every thought, deed, action, and feeling expressed within me.
I am totally fulfilled with the nature of my God and Goddess Self fully activated.
The only truth that I know is allowing my I Am presence being fully accessible through my higher mind and higher heart every moment that I am.
I am now aware of the flow of creative energy pouring through me, like standing under a waterfall of light, expressing the depth and purity within my heart and soul.
The only relation that I desire is to be fulfilled from the light of the source of oneness.
I am abundant is the action within me from my monad. I am presence and higher self.
I shall not deviate from these thoughts, as they align with my truest purpose of my love, will, and power, as now my threefold flame is fully activated within me.
I now embrace my inner truth through my higher self and I am presence, to be fully manifested within my physical self. We are one, as the separation is now removed.
I now live abundantly in all areas of my life. I am will. I am love. I am power.
I fully embrace the divine essence of the threefold flame, of the blue, of the pink, embossed with the golden light.
I am that I am. Okay, let's all take a deep breath, feel those energies being fully activated now through the prayers, and it is now time for us to exit the garden. As we walk back to the beginning area of the garden, just feel the beautiful essences that are here to help within this visualization today. We thank everyone for all their work. We thank Pallas Athena and the Karmic Board for being with us and to continue to be with us through our journey. At the entranceway where the altar is and the flame of light, there are goblets for you to take some sips of these beautiful seven rays of God. Put your goblet under the fountain that is flowing with the colors, and then take a couple sips, internalizing everything that you are experiencing. Lay down your goblet, and it's now time for us to exit. We walk out of the garden and we see many masters in the entranceway meeting up with us, embracing us with their light. It is now time for us to come back down to the fifth dimension.
143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just take a deep breath, ground that into your fifth dimensional essence, all the way into the center of Gaia. Just let it circulate within you and around you. And thank you, everybody, for being with us.
Namaste.